It's the Roz and Mocha Show on Kiss 92.5.
June is the mom of Here Comes Honey Boo Boo. June Boo Boo. One can only assume. If you haven't seen the show, please.
It's the greatest thing on earth.
Okay, enough.
Hey, June.
Hello.
Good. Welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show, Kiss 92.5 in Toronto. You better recognize.
Hello.
Oh, God. Here we go.
I can't tell you. Can I first start off by saying, June, that I've been looking forward to this interview since last week?
Awesome.
How are you handling all this right now? It's been this show for a lot of these things on TLC. And any network for that matter, this show has got so much press and so many articles written about it, both, you know, fighting for it and your family, and also thinking that these are producers and people trying to make money off, you know, the poor and the uneducated. It runs the gamut here. How are you feeling right now?
No, I mean, we're not poor and uneducated by no means. I mean, we're very smart. You know, her dad works 7 days a week still today. You know, whether we're famous, I mean, I don't consider ourselves as, like, famous. We're everyday people just trying to make it out there. But, you know, what I tell people, you know, a lot of times there's going to be negative and positive, whether you're in the limelight or you're not. If you make everybody happy in everyday life, then let me shake your hand, because nobody is not going to make everybody happy. Somebody's going to talk about somebody. And I look at it this way: if they're talking bad about me, then they're giving somebody else a rest at that time. But those who support us, we greatly appreciate that. But also those who don't support us, I know probably the main ones watching our show every week to see what other things we're going to say or do, just out of curiosity. Like, they're like closet fans or something.
Have you explained to Honey Boo Boo and the rest of your kids the negative side of what may happen after the show starts to air?
My kids know that I love them and that we are very happy in what we do. And they were supportive filming the show. They enjoyed doing it, so it wasn't nothing that I pushed them to do or they were pushed to do or anything like that. And you will see that during the show, like, they were not pushed to do anything or say anything during the show.
Why you guys? Have you asked yourself that question? I mean, I know, it's not every day that somebody from Toddlers and Tierras gets their own spinoff series, but why you guys? What's your answer to that?
I really don't know, but I know that America loved Alana's personality and loved who Alana was on the very first Toddlers and Tierras episode that we was on. And they were, you know, came to TLC and emailed and stuff and was like, oh, we would love to see Alana everyday life. So with us, our production crew and TLC, TLC came to us and we worked out a plan to actually bring cameras in to show Alana's everyday life.
Have you felt at all at any point that you guys are being taken advantage of? Because that's what a lot of people see when they see the show.
No, we haven't been taken advantage of. TLC is very supportive. Our production company is very supportive. We have a great PR people over at TLC that, you know, have actually, you know, never steered us wrong. And I can say no or yes to anything. I am ultimately will always be in control of whatever is done. I mean, like, if I don't want to do nothing, I don't have to do that. And they're okay with that.
But people don't watch, like, Toddlers and Tierras to identify with people. People watch Toddlers and Tierras because they want to see horrible parenting to make themselves feel better. Like, that's why those people watch those shows.
That's what some people say. But us pageant moms are not like that. Like, we have a very supportive pageant family here in South Georgia. And so even through the show and everything, we have a very supportive pageant family. And even outside of South Georgia, there's a lot of pageant moms that, you know, support us in the show and everything. And like I said, I mean, we're not going to make somebody happy 100% of the time. And that's life. Every day, life, TV or no TV.
Is TLC taking care of you guys financially? Like, are they paying you a decent price to come into your home and film your life for however long they're filming?
Yeah, I mean, you do get paid for doing it, but I would not prefer to discuss how much.
Are you saving it, though, or are you spending it?
No, we save.
Okay, good.
I mean, that's like the ultimate. I mean, that's like anybody would be crazy. I mean,
you get one shot at this, man. You got to save that money. Right,
that's amazing. June, thank you so much for being a part of the Roz and Mocha Show. We're happy to say that North America has finally redneckanized.
I'm going to go wash Mocha's hair in the sink now.
See ya.
All that and more on the Roz and Mocha Show. Weekdays 5:30 to 9 a.m. on Toronto's number one hit music station, KISS 92.5.